Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, my name's Ophelia and this is your weekly weather. Monday the 9th will be heavy rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 16, lows of 10. Tuesday the 10th will be sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 19, lows of 12. Wednesday will be a bit more cloudy with a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 12. Thursday and Friday will be sunny intervals with a gentle to moderate breeze, highs of 20 degrees, lows of 19. And I'll update you more next week.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Isle of Wight MP Bob Seeley has praised the decision by GKN Aerospace to invest heavily in its Isle of Wight operation during a recent visit to the company's Cowes plant. GKN Aerospace is investing millions of pounds in a five-year plan to modernise its island operation by transforming the factory and updating the East Cowes site. Planning for the 6th annual Isle of Wight Classic Buses, Beer and Warts weekend is almost complete, with the event officially launched at the White Lion in Arrowton this week. Taking place over the weekend of 12th and 13th of October, more than 120 pubs, clubs and other licensed venues will be participating, linked by a network of 19 special free bus services. At least 110 preserved buses and coaches will be taking part, with many visiting from the mainland. The nominations have been announced for the 2019 Isle of Wight Chamber of Commerce Business Awards for Excellence. The Chamber will host the awards ceremony at Cowes Yacht Haven on October 18th. Vectis Radio has been nominated in the Business in the Community Award, as well as Action for Support, Norfolk House Charitable Trust, Southern Co-op Retail and UKSA. Musicians and fans flocked to the island for the Million Dollar Bash celebrating the 50th anniversary of the 1969 Isle of Wight Festival of Music. The day, welcoming more than 1,500 people, was a resounding success, and organisers have immediately confirmed plans to honour the next iconic festival, a homage to the 1970 Isle of Wight Festival, which featured guitar wizard Jimi Hendrix. Work on a major scheme to reduce traffic congestion and improve access for pedestrians and cyclists at one of the island's busiest junctions is to begin at the end of September. Construction of the Isle of Wight Council scheme will transform the approaches to and access across St Mary's roundabout in Newport. And finally, Red Funnel has been shortlisted for a prestigious award in recognition of its contribution to the national economy. The ferry company has made the finals of the Maritime 2050 Awards as a result of its work supporting the shipbuilding industry on the Isle of Wight and the mainland. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello and welcome to James's Game Review. Today I will be reviewing the Super Smash Bros. Series. In Super Smash Bros., the objective is to hit your opponent with various moves, building up their damage percentage so you can knock them off the stage with either a powerful smash move or an even more powerful final smash. There are also various items you can use to help accomplish this goal, and some stages will include mechanics that will increase your opponent's damage percentages as well. All of the games in the Super Smash Bros. Series are made by Nintendo, who have added lots of characters from various franchises that they own. For example, Mario from Super Mario, which is obvious, Pikachu from Pokemon, and Link from The Legend of Zelda. Also, in recent years, Nintendo have been adding characters from other franchises, such as Sonic, Mega Man, and the main character from the Dragon Quest series of games. That's all for now. This is James's Game Review.
Hello, this is Matilda with Interesting Facts. This week they are all cinema based. So here we go. Popcorn kernels can pop up to 3 feet in the air. Cinemas earn more money selling popcorn than tickets. Jaws was nearly named The Stillness in the Water. Toy Story 2 was nearly deleted. The film Taxi Driver took only 2 weeks to write. And the snow in The Wizard of Oz is made of asbestos flakes. In Up, there were exactly 10,297 balloons tied to the house. This was Matilda with Interesting Facts. Hello, this is Matilda
and Ophelia
with the events.
Events on Saturday the 7th of September is the Powder Run at Porchfield Cricket Club, 2 p.m. Entrance for adults is £10, entrance for children is £5. The Isle of Wight Kite Festival at the Chell Recreation Ground, 12 till 3 p.m.
Events for Sunday the 8th of September, A Touch of West End at Off the Rails in Yarmouth, 6:30 p.m. Tie the Knot Wedding Fair at the Key Arts in Newport, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Events for Monday the 9th of September, Impossible Love at the Ventnor Film Society, 7:30 p.m. And Charity Cruise at the Flanagan's in Sandown at 8 p.m.
Events for Tuesday the 10th of September, Games Night at Heroes Newport, 6:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. Jam Night at Newport Ale House, 8 p.m.
Events for Wednesday the 11th of September, an evening with Liam Burke at the Gaslight Cafe in Sandown at 6 p.m. and Games Night at the Heroes Inn in Newport from 6:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m.
Events for Thursday the 12th of September, Games Night at Heroes in Newport, 6:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. Open Mic Night at the Solon Inn in Ryde, 8 p.m. till 11:30 p.m.
Events for Friday the 13th of September, Waverley Beer and Music and Poetry Festival at Waverley Caravan Park at East Cowes on until Sunday in Age of Search and Rescue. Also, Mitch Traction event at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway on until Sunday.
Events for Saturday the 14th of September, Graham Cole, who played PC Stamp in The Bill at the Riverside Centre, Newport, 5 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. Tickets £15, including pie and chips. For tickets, phone Paddy 07794 421 6319 or Sophie 07772 160 498. Fundraising for Vectis Radio and White Aid.
Events for Sunday the 15th of September, Braiding Fairy Festival and Wood Fair at Billy's Pit, Braiding Down. Adults 6:50, children's 3:50. In aid of Give to Nature, a day at the races at the Donkey Sanctuary. Vectis Radio will be doing an outside broadcast.
This was Matilda
and Ophelia.
Thank you.
This is Jasper's Obscure Word of the Week. This week's word is footer. There are four definitions for footer. The first one, a person or thing of a specified number of feet in length or height. A tall, sturdy six-footer. The second definition, a kick of a football performed with a specified foot. He hammered a low left footer past a keeper. The third definition is variant of footy. The fourth definition is a line or block of the text appearing at the foot of each page of a book or document. Once you're authenticated, you can use a special item that appears in the footer of every page to make the configuration changes you desire. That's all, and I'm Jasper.
Course have now concluded their business. We will return to normal programming now.